Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I think it's crazy. You still amaze me. I'm usually over it by now. But this time is different. This time I'm sticking. Everything is better when you're around.
Magnificent Wednesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear and welcome to the Zone of LOTO Radio. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. We're broadcasting and streaming live via iTunes, Google Music Store, also iHeartRadio, and last but not least, Spotify. And today's artist spotlight, gifted singer, artist, and performer, Lord have mercy, Jen Ash, new hit single and video, Into You. So on behalf of The Zone and the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the super talented Jen Ash. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, and you?
I am doing wonderful. I'm doing really groovy. I feel good. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us this afternoon, and congratulations on the new single and also the new video.
Thank you so much. I'm happy now, to be here too.
You know, it's hey family, I just want to give you a little 411. My program director, Tammy, she's been conversing back and forth with Jen for a minute, and man, we're going to get her down here. We got to get her down here to Houston one way or another, get her here in the studio so she can perform. much sooner than later. My love, I love the video. The cinematography is incredible. Your dancing is on a whole nother level. And I wanted to ask you, who came up with the concept for the video?
So the concept of the video, we were supposed to shoot in another location. So two weeks before the shoot, we had to change everything because the location wasn't available. So me and Eddie, the videographer, we like, okay, let's rent the studio and figure it out how we can make it work. So we kind of like went with the flow and see how the location are. So we just like, we just had a good team, and Eddie is an amazing videographer, so he helped me a lot with the concept.
Well,
so it was supposed to be a little messy, but yeah, it ended up being really good, actually.
Well, I was thoroughly impressed with the video, and for those who are not aware, this very talented young artist has released, what, 4 singles this year, and I'm saying, wait a minute, you're releasing all this music, and I'm saying, when did you find time to actually do this video? And for people that are not familiar about Jen Ash, can you give the listeners out there a little bit as far as information about you, as far as what you represent and what you hope to accomplish by bringing this type of music to the industry, something different, something refreshing, so to speak?
Yeah, so when people listen to my music, sometimes they're like, oh, it's a little dated. But the thing is, like, I miss this, like, 90s R&B, and I want to bring back this soul vibe that the music, like, now it's just, like, I feel like it goes away. So I want to bring back this vibe. And I did a Latina song because it's just like the Latino culture is just amazing with all like the dance and there's like culture and history behind. So I want to be a part of it. Even if I don't really speak Spanish, I was like, I do a English song,
well, you know,
but like, you know.
Well, you know what? That's what makes you different and unique when you're able to bring a whole different vibe to the table. Because to me, you know, just seeing how the music industry has changed dramatically over the past 15 years. And you have more independent artists now than ever before because you only have a handful of major labels. For you, what are some of the challenges that you've had to deal with as far as being an independent artist?
So the thing is, like, working with people is, like, it's hard to find professional people when you're independent. The thing is, like, they either don't take you seriously or they just, like, don't take the time for you because you're an independent artist. But when you come as a label, people want to work with you. So that was tough to make everybody work with me. But I find some good people, and I think I find my team. So with really, really good soul. So I'm happy to keep going and can't wait for the next video.
Neither can we. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear does forgive you. Again, we're being joined today by the incredibly talented Jen Ash. I got to ask you, my love.
Thank you.
You have so much energy in your live performances. How are you able to, as far as kind of keep that so much under control when you're in the studio working on a project? Because when you take it to the stage, it's on a whole completely different level.
Yeah, taking on the stage is, like, is definitely something different. And I actually, like, prefer being on stage than being at the studio. That's for sure, because you connect with people and you get all this love, and, like, it's amazing. And it's true that it's not an easy thing, too, because you have to deal with, like, a lot of stuff. Like musician and venues but the hard work is worth it, and every time I perform I'm just so thankful because it's an amazing experience. And it's hard to bring a song live because you have to make some changes but it's fun. It's really fun. I love it.
You know what, you mentioned something that I've always found very interesting, because a lot of people that are thinking about getting involved in this industry, this music industry, they don't understand the time and the commitment that it takes to achieve goals that you set out for yourself. What are some of the goals that you would like to achieve? 2020 is right around the corner. What are some of the goals that you would like to achieve for the new year?
So for the new year, until the end of the year, I want to be like more, got more performance, work on the next album for January. So I hope in January I'm going to end up with, like, the whole album. And I want to start perform more and more and be able to release more stuff and make people happy with my music.
How would you describe your songwriting? Have you seen it evolve over the last 4 years?
So my songwriting, so I started writing with one of my friend PJ. So I was driving back and forth to Vegas. Then one day I was like, okay, I'm just going to try to write some song myself.
Okay.
So it's a different vibe. It's funny how, like, you pick different ideas from other people, so it's good to work with people. But when it comes just to your songwriting, the songs are more like personal, and it's hard to share to the world what happened to you, because it's your own experiences. And it's a process that I did, and it's not easy to get through those emotions, but it kind of like emotionally touched people. So I'm going to keep writing, and I'm going to keep writing with all the people, because it brings something different. And I don't want to be stuck on one style or one gender. I want to, like, touch a lot of people. So I'm open to any gender and kind of, like, songwriting. So I'm happy to write by myself and write with other people.
You know, I think for all of us, it's very challenging to show a sense of transparency about ourselves as far as showing a sense of vulnerability. For you as an artist, when you get past, because I've seen the feedback, they love the new single. They have fallen head over heels in love with the new video. How do you separate the ones who are really feeling you as an artist and not just fixated on your looks? Because, I mean, you're a captivating looking woman. So how do you separate the two of the ones that are just really vibing with you and your music and not just get so caught up with your looks and your appearance?
I try to stay grounded and I take all the compliment and everything, but like you can feel when it's like about the song or about like the look. You know it, but I'm happy to have kind of like the old package, the voice, the look, and everything. I'm really lucky for that. Honestly, I'm like, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. I can't really complain.
You mentioned something about your mom and your dad, and I wanted to ask you, I know a lot of the listeners would like to know, what does it mean to have support from family, that they really are behind you 150% on you pursuing your dream?
So it's hard for parents to have a kid artist because it's something that is out of the box. So when you go to school, they want you to be like a lawyer or a doctor or something, like they, it's like it's kind of like comfortable and secure. But when you're an artist, you go through these things that sometimes parents they don't understand. But you have to make them understand that it is something different, that's for sure. But it's just like it's a creative path, and once they understand what you go through and the hard work you put, they just like they're really like supportive. So many times I call them and they're like really really happy about what I'm doing, and they ask for more. And my parents are in France, so I have them on the phone pretty often, and they always like. It's super, like, do you need something? How was your show? Was texting me and, like, showing a lot of support, and I'm really blessed for that. But it was hard at the beginning to, like, make them understand that it's something, like, I want to do full-time, and I don't want a desk job, you know?
I can definitely relate. What is the vibe been like for you living in L.A. as far as, how long did it take you to get somewhat kind of acclimated to living in Los Angeles?
So when I moved here, I wasn't sure I wanted to move here. It's a pretty interesting city compared to Europe. it's a little crazy. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
But it gets overwhelmed sometimes. But the thing is, it's a good city for music. It's a good city for artists, and if you do the work, things happen. If you don't do the work, nothing's gonna happen. But like, if you work hard and you show like you show that you work and like you're not giving up, doors open pretty not fast, but they open. You have to stay focused. But city is cool.
You know,
tiring sometimes.
I know the feeling. I'm originally from Los Angeles, so I can.
Oh, yeah, so you know.
Oh, I know. I can definitely relate. It can be somewhat hectic a lot of times. And it's so interesting that one of my staff members, James, I got to thank him. I definitely owe him a major Christmas present. He came to me about 2 weeks ago. And he's the one that handles all of our promotions for all the social media. And he came to me and he said, Teddy Bear, I found this young lady on Instagram. I said, okay, what else new? What you got? Her name is Jen Ash. I said, okay, so what's going on? She can sing. She can really, really sing. I'm like, really? I said, okay, what's going on? What does she have some new music out? Yeah, she has a new single out. You need to really listen to it. I said, okay. So I said, you know, I'm kind of a stickler. I can be biased sometimes. So he got the single for her, and I listened. I said, wow, her vocal prowess is really good. She has a very strong voice. And he said, well, look, this is her Instagram page. And I checked her out, and I said, wow, mm-hmm. She really has a strong voice.
Yeah.
I said, Lord have mercy. And I'm seeing clips of you doing your thing and your live performances, and I'm like, you expend so much energy. After a performance, how long does it take you to come down from that
recover?
Kind of time?
That's a good question. So my first show, the first one, I was dealing with so much stress. And, you know, as the first one, you have to get the band together. And so the show was done. I was exhausted, but I couldn't sleep. You know when you're exhausted, but you can't sleep. I couldn't eat anything, and I was like, it felt like all my body was like shutting down. It's just like, it's a lot. Yeah, you give a lot of power and energy at every show, and it takes like when it's over, it's. I feel like I'm just like. Useless after a show. I'm just like, I don't want to talk. it's tiring. And you know, all the work you put on the show one by one is just like, after each show you're like, yeah, all the pressure goes down, and it takes me like a few days to recover, like two days kind of. I'm like a zombie for 2 days after.
Right. An ironic thing is we're in the amount of time and energy that goes into to get ready to have everything correctly done for the show. We're talking about pre-show as far as everything being set up, lighting and so forth. And then to finally be able to hit the stage and do your thing, it takes a lot out of you after a live performance.
Yeah.
But you do such a wonderful job. And I want all the listeners to make sure that you stop by Jen's official website, of course, her Instagram website, so you make sure you can support her and get all the latest updates as far as her upcoming tours and concerts and so forth and new music. All you have to do is let your fingers do the walking. Let's go to Instagram.com/Jen Ash. And speaking performances, when are we going to see you perform? Wait a minute. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, you said you were. When are you coming? You know what? I have to ask. When are you coming down to Houston?
I want to come down to Houston. I was talking to the band, and I was like, I want to perform in Texas. It seems to be like a cool area. So I hope like next year I come see you. You better be here when.
Okay.
When I perform.
I promise you I will not go anywhere. You have an open invitation, my queen, to come down here at any time
you
choose. Because we have a lot of venues that would love to have you. But speaking of music, far be it from the teddy bear to deprive so many listeners of some great music. So let's get into it. Here's the latest hit single from the very talented Jen Ash with, of course, Into You, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy. Jen Ash, new hit single, Into You, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the new single is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Deezer, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And okay, and remember, please stop by, follow, support her on her Instagram page. Just at Instagram.com/JenAsh. My queen, it has definitely been an honor to have you on the show. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. And hopefully soon you will make your captivating self available and come down here to Houston. We'd love to have you. Much continued success. And I cannot wait for the new album because I know you're going to blow everyone away with it.
Thank you. I will send it to you before it releases.
Oh, my God. I feel so special. Yes, Lord.
I know, right? Like a VIP treatment.
So it is written. Yes, Lord. Stay captivating and remain talented, my love. Okay, I look forward to seeing you very soon.
Thank you. Yeah, I will come down here. I promise.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that, okay?
Yeah.
All right. The very talented Jen Ash here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. Mm, yes, Lord. Beauty, brains, and talented. It's always a great combination. It is 2:24 p.m. Central Standard Time on a very smooth and always humid and warm here in downtown Houston. Yeah, we had some bad weather here for the last couple of weeks. Studio got a little flooded, but that's taken care of. We're here. We're above everything, bringing it to you live and uncut. Yes, Lord. R&B music shaken but never stirred with Jennifer Holliday. Say You Love Me. It's a beautiful concept. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I'm the one you're after. Tell me you need me deep down inside, like I need you. You see, I need you to see me through. I need to hear you. I love you. Through the rain and through the cold, together we can never grow old. Sometimes the going can get a little tough, and there'll be too many times that road's gonna get real rough, but I need you to see me through. I just wanna hear you say, baby, 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 I love you. Thank you.
by the hand. Somewhere on God's country, we'll set on a piece of land because I need you to see me through. I just wanna hear you say, baby, baby, I love you. Would you say, yeah, 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 yeah.
lot of verbal penetration Wednesday afternoon. Jesse Johnson's review. Can you help me? Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, again, want to send out a very special thank you to Jen Ash. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get her new hit single, Into You, available on all social media platforms. Lord have mercy, feels good. 2:36 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yes, Lord, feels good. Feels eclectic. A little bit electric and eclectic. Feeling extra cuddly here on a verbal penetration Wednesday afternoon. So many things to get into. And for those who missed the interview, it's all right. No need to fear. The teddy bear is going to take care of you. All you have to do is pull up that app on your phone. Pull up iHeartRadio. Type in LOTL, The Zone. The same thing for Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and also at TuneIn. So we got you covered. When you're there, make sure you subscribe. We don't want you to miss anything. Lord have mercy. Don't want you to miss anything. Because I've seen the need. I'm here to fulfill all these needs. Because all I can do is try. Johnny Britt, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Heaven knows. My heart, and I'll be
About that time. I know. It's okay. It's always parting is such sweet sorrow. Especially when you vibe with the teddy bear here in the zone on a verbal penetration Wednesday afternoon. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you catch up with us on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/ LOTL Radio. The Zone. Also, we can be caught up with on Twitter at LOTO Radio. And last but not least, on Facebook. That's at Facebook.com/ LOTL Radio. The Zone. It's been real. Without you, there's no zone, no teddy bear, but hey, life goes on. We're going to leave you with the latest from Kirk Whalen. Yes, Lord. With his new album on the horizon, Humanity. One of the new singles being released from that album, due out on October the 11th, is Get Your Wings Up, featuring Andrea Lisa. As and always, keep it soulful here in the zone of LOT Radio.